I'm here with Krisztiánus Kálinds, former Prime Minister, former Foreign Minister at the Patria facility. What are you doing here today? Because I've just been looking at some pictures of your previous visit.
Well, I was last here in February, and I was told it would be finished, completed by May, and it seemed a little bit of a far cry, yet here we are. I have been, as a politician, involved with and behind this project from the very beginning, and it's extremely pleasing. I cannot say how pleasing it is to see that from an idea to actual completion. I've been in the Patria manufacturing plant in Finland. This is the same size. I told by the builders it's a little longer and a little narrower, but basically the same square meterage, and it's a full production site, which is fantastic for our country, for our economy, and also, of course, for our armed forces, because these vehicles not only are being built here in Latvia, but when they need to be, they need maintenance or some adjustments, it can be done in-house, literally in-house, which is extremely efficient. So this is it's a fantastic project. It has come across very serious hurdles, and congratulations to the local municipality of Almere, to the builders, and to Patria, that combined they overcame all of them.
But quite apart from the, you know, the practical considerations of having these vehicles available for the armed forces and so on, is there a symbolic value as well? It seems that there's a sort of pride in that we're involved in this sort of hands-on construction of, you know, very obvious military hardware, the hardest of hardware in a sense.
Yeah, well, as a prime minister, I spoke of a smart reindustrialization, or the shift to the economy towards export production. Well, this is a fantastic example, both for the economy as such, and especially for the armed forces and our defense industry. When I became prime minister in 2019, our defense industry was quite minimal. Clothing, foods, things like that, and we're really moving up the value chain. This, for our country, is a big step up the value chain, and the good news is that I'm quite confident that this will help to encourage further investment also in our military industrial industry.